This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, a Texas Republican, is facing criticism after outlining a proposal to dedicate a security escort for lawmakers at airports. Cruz's amendment follows his controversial trip to Cancun and a public argument at Bozeman Yellowstone International Airport. Cruz's measure proposes airport security escorts to federal judges and cabinet members, their family and staff members, and for lawmakers to be screened without delay at airports. Cruz wants to attach an amendment to the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Act, scheduled to be heard this week in the Senate Commerce Committee, where Cruz is the ranking member. Cruz has had public confrontations and criticism for his travel. Cruz's proposal comes after Winter Storm Uri brought record amounts of snow to Texas in February 2021. Millions of Texans lost power and clean water amid the freezing temperatures, and 246 people died related to the storm. Cruz was criticized for leaving Texas with his family to Cancun, Mexico, as his state suffered from the storm's devastating impact. Pictures of Cruz leaving Texas during its crisis prompted people to rally upon his arrival home when he was met with protesters calling for the senator to resign. About Cruz's proposal to use federal government resources at airports to keep public elected officials away from the public they serve, journalist Mark Jacobs said, "Ted Cruz is seeking special treatment to help him slip away to Cancun undetected." Former federal prosecutor Ron Filipkowski criticized Cruz, saying, "Keep the riffraff commoners away from Prince Ted." Activist Melissa Byrne wrote, "Teddy can't handle the public, so he wants to hide behind cops." In March 2022, Cruz got into a public argument with employees at Bozeman Yellowstone International Airport in Montana. Videos show the senator angry about missing his flight on United Airlines. Other Republican lawmakers, including former Congressman and now Governor Greg Gianforte and Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines, use elaborate means to avoid meeting the public at the Bozeman Airport. Montana bears are spending less time hibernating this winter due to warm temperatures. Grizzlies have been documented out and about near West Yellowstone and Gardner over the last few weeks rather than hibernating in dens. Bears in Montana usually respond to Montana's cold weather by hibernating, not needing to drink, eat, or defecate as their body temperatures drop and their heart rates slow drastically. A notice from the Custer-Gallatin National Forest says, "Warmer winters deprive bears of the big clue that it's time to hibernate, cold weather. There have always been variations in severity of winter weather, but as we have experienced warmer winters, later falls, and earlier springs, disrupting both food supplies and biological rhythms for bears, they are changing their hibernation routines." The Custer-Gallatin National Forest reports that biologists have found that some bears are not hibernating at all. These bears are staying awake all winter or are waking from their slumber much earlier than in past years. In addition to the warmer temperatures impacting bears, the lack of a winter food shortage may also have prevented bears from the long slumber of hibernation. The normal winter food shortage was short-circuited the year before because an extremely snowy season provided lots of moisture, which created a bumper crop of pine nuts in the fall. This winter, the region experienced record low levels of snowfall that left the extra pine nuts easily available on the ground, so the bears didn't really have any need to den because food sources were still available. Doritos is now making hard alcohol and releasing a nacho cheese flavored liquor. Doritos and the drink company Empirical are making a nacho cheese spirit. The drink is made by using real Doritos chips and extracting their essence through vacuum distillation, which operates at lower temperatures, preserving the flavors derived from Doritos, the company said. The Empirical and Doritos nacho cheese spirit doesn't fall into traditional categories of gin or vodka. Empirical is an uncategorized spirits company. The new Doritos liquor tastes like the real thing, the companies claim. Bottles of the unique drink go for a suggested retail price of $65. The spirit has 42% alcohol by volume and will sell first in select New York and California markets. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.